And I'll take number two.
All right, let's go.
You got to get out of here, so if you want to start with our captain.
Who's the captain?
We're going to go grab him real quick.
Okay, cool, awesome.
He's got to get out of here.
Okay. And just so you guys know, we're recording the interviews, okay. So we'd just like to tell you guys that, you know, sure. So you're not caught off guard.
Right,
for
what it was now?
So these interviews...
Just don't drop F-bombs and...
Honestly, it really doesn't matter anyways. But we want to give you guys the courtesy that for something like this, we record all our interviews.
Okay.
Witnesses and suspects, we don't tell them, but you guys, we just want to give you the respect that you know that you're being recorded. Hey, how are you, sir?
How are you doing?
I'm Jimmy.
Aaron.
Oh, this is I thought you were the man of the hour, but I guess not.
I can't be.
Hey, man present.
He's on. He should be walking back.
Maybe he already left.
Chief, you want to go next?
Yeah.
You just want to go.
Want to go while he's waiting.
Hugh, you want to tell me anything in particular? You came to the initial call?
Yes. Yeah,
okay. Okay. So just kind of tell me, what was the call you got? What did you see when you got here?
We got it as a shooting. It didn't say what, just said shooting. So that's why the battalion chief automatically responds to the shooting. So we staged at the station. We staged at the station because we saw it was right down the street. So we staged and waited, and then we were given clear to enter.
Okay.
And we drove up. When we got here, officers were doing CPR.
Okay. Okay.
We got in, then we moved into doing our CPR.
Okay.
And then I spent the rest of the time ordering another ambulance for the officer that was injured.
Okay.
So ordered another ambulance.
Okay.
That was it.
And did you perform? Did
no,
you perform
I didn't.
Any medical?
Care.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you.
Q, what's your date of birth? You guys have ID numbers?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have anything to do with, like, pronouncing him or anything like that?
No, I didn't do any medical care. I just ordered the ambulance for
cool.
For your officer.
Okay, cool. Awesome. All right, well, that's pretty much all I need from you.
That's it. I know. I didn't do much.
No, come on. You ran the scene.
I ran the scene, yeah.
All right, thanks, Q.
There we go, right here.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Good, how you doing?
Good, I'm Jimmy Douglas.
Jimmy.
Just so you know, I'm recording our interview.
Okay.
This is kind of standard, but I just want to pay you the respect just so you know.
Appreciate that.
And can I get your date of birth? And ID number? And what battalion are you with? What station or engine company?
23, I'm the captain at Medic Rescue Engine 23 here in Oakview.
Okay, so just kind of tell me what, essentially, start from square one, what was the call, what you guys did, and kind of what your role was today.
Initially, what we got was gunshots in the air, CHP attempting to locate, and it was reported over here on Spring. We determined we were going to stage over here at Larmier.
Okay.
Guys get dressed up, we get our vests on, start to pull out, and then it comes back that it's on somewhere up on 3rd Avenue.
Okay.
So we just staged right on Temple Street at the station.
Okay.
And waited until it was clear, and when they said it was clear, we came down. They reported that this person was down, CPR in progress. Came down, engine was parked right here.
Okay.
That's why there's a big gap here. I pulled in right there, and we didn't have to decide to our station there. Get out, jumped in there, and took over doing CPR. And
okay. So we'll kind of consider, like, from this. So this is your rig right up here, right?
That's one of them, yeah.
Okay. So we'll consider that forward, the kind of the crime scene. Did you go into the crime scene?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you perform any medical attention? Any medical care?
I did not perform any direct medical care. My job in capitalism is to try to get as much information on the patient as I could.
Okay. Did you notice anything in particular about him? Like, did you... Did you pronounce death? Did you? Okay.
No, that's done by our paramedic.
Okay.
Paramedic on our crew.
Okay. Was he? Did you see any signs of life when you observed him at all?
No.
Okay. Okay, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. You ready, my friend?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Full name? And I don't know if you heard me telling your partners, but I'm recording our conversation, just so you know.
Okay.
What's your title?
Firefighter.
And ID number? And just your date of birth? And what rig number are you assigned to?
23.
Okay. All right, so just tell me just kind of the basics, what call you got, and what you did when you got here.
Yeah, initially came out as a gunshot.
Okay.
We staged until we got cleared, arrived on scene. From what I saw, there was what I believe was a Ventura County Sheriff and a CHP officer performing medical aid to the patient. And we came in and took over medical, started doing our thing with CPR.
Okay. Okay. So we'll consider the red banner forward the crime scene. So you went into the crime scene.
Absolutely.
And what type of medical care specifically did you do?
I was airway.
Okay.
So I was maintaining an open airway and bagging and breathing for him.
Okay. Did you see any signs of life for the victim when you were there?
Visually? No, I did not see any.
Okay. Did you check for a pulse yourself or anything?
I did not. I was on the airway. That's my primary job in our, operation.
Okay.
Operating procedures.
Okay.
So I just stayed on airway, but yeah, there was, we hook him up to the monitor and he was asleep.
Okay. Did you do any other medical care, medical attention, anything other than your primary goal thing, which was the airway?
Nope, that was pretty much it.
Okay. That's pretty much it. Anything else you can think of that's kind of important that you did that I may not have asked? Anything else that kind of pops into your memory?
I believe, I don't know what officer applied the...
chest seal.
The chest seal?
That was me.
Okay. It started coming, I think there was some blood in it initially.
Yeah.
So I was trying to stop the bleeding a little bit with some 4x4s as I was, initially.
Okay.
Just so we can get a good surface for, our
Did
operation.
You pull the chest seal off?
No.
Okay, all right.
No, we didn't.
So you were just essentially kind of like cleaning his chest with some gauze?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. That was kind of like initially before everything got started. Because once I was on his airway, my hand stayed on his airway.
Yeah, that's
and
your
was it.
That's your phone. That's your primary job.
I was committed.
Cool. Awesome. All right, there. Thanks, Aaron. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your work. Next.
Guys that being interviewed.
Yep.
And let them go.
Yeah. Okay. Once they're interviewed, they can head on out. All right. What's your name, my friend? And can I get a date of birth from you, Miles? And ID number. And what, you're assigned to Rescue 23?
Yeah, I was on that rig.
Okay. And what's your title?
Firefighter.
All right, so just kind of give me the basics. What was the call that you heard? What did you do when you got on scene?
So we got a gunshot call. We were told to stage. So we staged just outside of our station on Kunkel.
Okay.
And then when we got cleared to come in, we drove out, came here, made this turn and saw two officers performing CPR.
Okay.
So we walked up and basically took over CPR. I started doing compressions.
Okay.
While other people put the pads on and performed other tasks, got the airway going.
Okay.
And then just acted as part of what we call the triangle in CAM and rotated compressions with the engineer Randolph.
Okay.
Every 2 minutes when there was a pulse check, we just switched from compressions to doing air and compressions to air.
Okay. Did you ever get a pulse on him?
Not that I heard, no.
Okay. So you did kind of wavered back and forth between chest compressions and breathing for him?
Right. So two of us alternate every 2 minutes.
Okay.
Every 2 minutes there's a pulse check. So at that point, so one person doesn't get tired, you alternate compressions, and then the other guy does compressions and you do the give him breaths.
Okay. Okay. Aside from those things, did you do any other kind of medical aid on him?
No.
Okay. Did you ever see any signs of life at all?
No.
Okay. Anything else that kind of stood out to you that you think was important that I haven't asked you? Anything like that?
No.
Okay, cool. Awesome. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks, Miles. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Let me just clarify for you that we run two pieces of equipment.
Okay.
Medic Regiment 23.
Okay.
So our engine's over there. We've got three guys in that, two guys in that, that we considered like one unit.
Okay.
Support company. And then also I just recall too that there was a point where one of our guys was getting equipment and they asked me to jump in and I did.
Okay. Cool. No, no worries. Thanks for letting me know, sir.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
You been interviewed yet, sir?
No.
All right. Well,
you get them all.
You're the most important man in my book then right now. All right. What's your name? All right, can I get a date of birth from you, Lucas?
Yeah.
And ID number? And what's your title?
Firefighter paramedic.
Okay. And you're part of the little Rescue 23
yeah.
team?
Yeah, so I was driving.
All right, so just... What was the call? What did you do when you got here?
Okay. Initial call came out of the gunshot victim. We staged at Kunkel at our station. We were told to stage.
Okay.
Pulled up. We were told the scene was clear, so we came into the scene. Our engine parked here. We decided to pull in and get off out of traffic. Saw two officers doing CPR.
Okay.
My partner and myself came out, took over CPR. I placed the victim or patient on the monitor.
Okay.
And then rolled him to put on the pads.
Okay.
And then we initiated what's called our CAM protocol. So it's basically three people doing compressions, one person bagging while the paramedic, myself, was running the call.
Okay.
We tied in with Medic 503 who did the IO and pushed the initial epi.
Okay. And that's was Gold Coast?
No, Lifeline.
Lifeline.
Lifeline Medic 503.
Okay.
And we proceeded to work him up for 15 minutes, and Medic 503 made base contact with VCMC, gave him the scenario, and they gave us permission to pronounce, and I pronounced.
Okay. Do you remember what time you pronounced?
Yeah, 0627. And then my paramedic number is...
Do you remember who his pants were cut, right? Do you remember who cut his pants?
Yeah, that was our engineer cut the pants so that the medics could get the IO.
Okay. What is the IO?
So it's like a bone drill.
Oh, okay.
In an osseous so we can give our medicine through the bone.
Holy shit. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
IO, inner osseous. Okay. So, yeah, do you remember the name of the Lifeline medic that did the epinephrine?
Dan.
Dan.
I don't know his last name.
Okay. And then, so he calls VCMC, talks to the doctor, which is your guys' kind of standard
right,
protocol.
Our base hospital, right.
Okay. And then he relays that to you, and then you can pronounce death from there.
Correct.
Okay. Did you guys do anything else after that? I mean, is that pretty much?
No, we pretty much just cleaned up
okay.
from there, just cleaned up our equipment, and
okay.
then left everything pretty much as is.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Got any shock in your car?
Do you remember nobody really, because he's still handcuffed, you guys rolled him over at one point?
Yeah, we just rolled him to his side. We actually rolled him on his right side so that we could put the left patch on.
Okay.
That was pretty much all we did as far as moving him. And then I actually put another occlusive dressing over the one that was already on.
Okay.
It was starting to peel off.
Okay.
Push
people out of the way, try to get people. Yeah, I put the chest seal
yeah,
on
it.
It did.
It's just from the compressions from the opposite side,
yeah.
We're starting to pull it.
Okay.
Yeah. It was actually holding up pretty well.
That's good to hear. Okay, cool. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Any questions for me? No? Awesome. All right, thanks again. That's everybody, right?
Doing his dissertation dinner.